Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP. Brought to you by the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese and their special ingredients. And they have an excellent butcher shop. Two locations. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. Almost lost my streak there, Austin. But
good save.
Yeah,
good save. You tripped him up. Yeah. Shoelace tackle.
Yeah. One thing is, one of the texters sent in an article about one of the regions must be out in Kearney or something like that. I don't even know anything like that. But they said that I guess the guy that Gold is like text line. Let us know. If they probably call and like ask you, would you take the job? Then you probably say yes, right? And then they go vote on you. Is that how it works?
How dare you ask what the process is?
Well, I'm only going off this article.
Dare you ask what the process is?
Well, I'm only going off this article because he sent the article and the article essentially stated that, because then you had the person that maybe nominated the Gold saying that it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. So, you know, the only good thing it's good that you step in the right direction, take a step forward, because you cannot take steps backwards. You only could deal with what the situation is right then. And maybe you had a shock to your system that, Trev is down. He's in the history books of Nebraska in like three different ways, right? Yep. Player, right? Football Hall of Fame. In the stadium forever. So for people think you're going to take it, that's not happening. Right. Then he comes and then then he's the AD at UNO. So that's kind of like his second part. And then the third part, he's the AD. So, you know, if he leaves or not, when he leaves, if that kind of opens your eyes to say maybe some of the suggestions that were out there or puts a sense of urgency into some decisions that need to be made, or, maybe some sense of reality of, maybe you digging your heels in on some things or whatever it may be, you only can move forward. So I think today, and I'm assuming both positions are filled or will be filled, you only can move forward, and then you gotta produce. And I was talking about this before, is that, and this has nothing to, this is not just administrators, this is just athletes as well, is you can get caught up in this tidal wave around here of everything besides what the main thing is, right? So if I'm a linebacker right now, my main focus is going to practice next week and dominating my position to earn my starting position. Academics is a guarantee. So academics, family, and faith, that's always going to be number one. But the main thing that I'm talking about right now is football. As a football player, that needs to be your main focus. Sometimes you can get caught up in this tidal wave, and I always think of, for every step that you take out of the main focus, out of that lane, is actually two backwards. Well, here's what I mean. I know that look, Austin was like, what's Jay talking about? I mean,
more Foreman math. Bring it.
Well, hey, listen. Sometimes You got to have good vision to get your degree. You understand? So don't worry about my math.
No, what I'm just saying, I just don't see it the way you do.
Right. So if I'm in a lane right here, is it equated to running the 40? Ideally, you'd like to run a 40 like in a vacuum, right? No steps outside. So if you have a step out too wide of the lane, now you have one step back in and one step to get going again. That's two, like going backwards. And the meaning by that is if your focus isn't 100% on being the best football player that you can be at any point in time, outside of the three main things, right? In any order that you have it, you will get passed by. There's a lot of guys that were extremely more talented than I was. I have no problem telling you. Farley will tell you that. He probably saw some guys that were just as talented and more talented than him. There's a lot of guys that had tremendous opportunity, just didn't have the focus, and you have to focus. And how does that administration as well, coaches as well, at every sport, every level, it doesn't matter. You have to you can get sidetracked so quickly in this little town of Nebraska, supposedly, when people think generally distractions are in like big cities like New York, Atlanta, and so forth and so on. It just doesn't work like that. And, you know, the better that they handle it, the better that they'll do. There's never, if somebody's coming in and extremely focused and puts the work in, they always seem to be successful.
I feel like I got my Foreman math degree. Thank you.
Yeah. You want to go out and run a 40? I'll show you. I can show you how to step out of line. That's why I'm probably not even close to break a six.
Just ask him to get in the starting position.
Oh, I can get in the starting position.
Get out.
I just can't get out of the starting position. Just, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's, you know, yeah. Again, my friends still laugh. Like this, it's in the process, right? And identifying what you can and can't do. It makes it. There's some notes in this article that was shared and sent about the process. That there was a meeting, hour and a half long meeting. They talked about the 211 days it took to reach an agreement on President Carter. 3 days less than what it's taken in this particular case, but both of them too long. And then there was a split. It still has to be confirmed. There'll be 30-day vetting and some public meetings where, oh, you ready for this? Where faculty, where news media, the public, students, faculty, and staff get a chance to meet and ask questions of the candidate. So, yeah.
Of just one?
Yeah, once you get to a point in the full vetting, it's one.
So this dude here.
It's this dude.
Priority who'll give,
yep, he'll be the priority candidate, and then he'll go through the 30-day vetting, and if he can't get through the vetting, there could be any variety of things that come up to do that, and eight people on the board. So they were split. They've gotten on the same page. They said it's a fluid process, so, you know, it evolves. That's what it's done. So there he's staying. He's still got to get him across, as they say. We still have to get him across the finish line.
I'm sure it'll work itself out. I'm sure it'll work itself out, man. I mean, it's tough, but the best thing about it is football starting, and there's a lot of work to be done. There was some work to be done in the spring. They had the pro day today, which is great, and it sounds like, you know, Quentin Newsom had a good day, and some other guys had some good days, and obviously we talked on the crossover DP that I had to give Austin the look that my dad not used to. Oh, he doesn't give it to me anymore.
Because you've learned.
I have learned.
Wise and up.
Well, I'd like to think so. That's still debatable. He used to give me this look with his glass. My dad used to wear his glasses, and I would come in with some weird cockamamie excuse, and he would just pull down his glasses and look at me until I either left the room and be like, yeah, that's probably not right. Mm-hmm. Right. So Austin asked me the question of this: why do you think that Dylan Raiola and Daniel Kalen threw to the receivers, tight ends, running backs versus Henrik Harburg? See, Austin over here lays like little mines.
Heaven forbid I ask the question. Is that what I'm supposed to do? Like, I can have my own opinions,
Austin,
and
we
thoughts.
Don't, we you do not ask questions around here.
You ask the question.
Don't you understand?
That was
I'm just
that
saying they're
question,
used to catching passes from Heinrich. They're not used to
misleading.
Catching passes from everyone else.
It
I was just
misleading.
Throwing a question out there.
You tried to lead the what was it called in the court? You tried to
lead the witness?
Yeah, you tried to lead the witness. You did, Austin. So let's lead DP.
Guilty.
Go ahead.
I plead.
You could have caught passes from early Cam Newton or last year's Cam Newton?
give me JUCO Cam.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You don't want JUCO Cam.
You give me the first game Cam ever played Cam, yeah. And I'll take that against anybody.
Yeah.
And that's for real. I just think that these – I said for obvious reasons, I think, you know, on time and on target. But then also I think that these two kids are fresh out of the – 7-on-7, pretty much route tree. This mm-hmm. is what they do mm-hmm. all day and all night at this point in time during their on the weekends. And the reason why that's important is because what people don't understand that 7-on-7 that's really taken off is just the football version of AAU basketball. So they're doing all the things that they do in the pro day, so to give the guys a better chance to showcase their skills. And it gives a chance for these young guys, which is those two freshmen, to see what the pressure is like getting out there in front of them. And I told Austin and Eric Strickland or E. Strick that one of the things I felt like we always had advantage of was pro day, because everybody had to participate in pro day. Now the guys that were about to get drafted, you know, obviously were put ahead of us, but all the pros were there to get an early look at, you know, anybody that was coming up from a sophomore, junior, and then potentially the next year senior. They have a book on you. They have a look of say, okay, well, this is what, you know, this person looked like as a sophomore. Oh man, he looked like he really had a good, you know, off season. And that then they can correlate that with your consistent improvement, which actually hopefully, you know, helped you to get drafted and then to have the initial scouting report playbook on you when you get in the league, because that's generally what they usually stick to, which is probably lazy work on their part, but you want to have a good foundation. I felt like it's a good move to have those guys out there. It's good to experience it. But then, you know, the most important thing, like I just said, is come spring, all playtime's over. And then if they just develop the right mindset to, you know, separate playtime and business, right? They'll take not only a step forward, they'll leap forward, and all the things that they, you know, say they want will come to fruition.
You talking different about these quarterbacks than you did a year ago.
With Jeff. You
didn't trust those guys. Remember that count? No, remember that debate you would choose.
I want you to know. I said, what type of diarrhea are you like? And no diarrhea was not part of it. All jokes aside, I wasn't just talking about the quarterbacks. I was just talking about this team. Right. Yes, there's distractions. Right. That's the known. Right. Your AD leaves. You know, all of a sudden now everybody was probably thinking about, OK, when.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Are they going to hire a president? It didn't come to the front of the top of the dinner table until Trev left, right? Because of all the, okay, assumptive reasons why he left. So the best distraction for this team, right? And this is really, and also I want to give shout out to Mark Manning, Amy Williams, Fred Hoiberg, all the coaches, track and field coach, and all these guys. They have been able to keep their teams focused to be productive, right? Obviously, we're about to see here in a couple of days. But for the football team, right, the best thing for them is to play football, to play, go out there and compete, earn a spot, reestablish yourself or continue to establish yourself. Surprise folks, as far as like the coaches, like, man, so-and-so, showed a couple flashes, but man, he's really matured or whatever the grading system is. And everybody point, in the right direction to, try to, get this thing rolling the way it should be, because ultimately playing good football and being a good football player is a, contrary to the belief, is a big reason why you're here on campus. Contrary to the belief of a lot of people, when you're putting on a Nebraska football uniform, a high percentage of the reason why you're here is because you had at one point in time in high school been good enough to come here, and that's why you're here. That's the main thing. That does not mean that you don't go to school. That does not mean that you don't graduate with highest grade point average and honors as you can be. That means you're on a football athletic scholarship. Play some football. Think about football. Love football. That doesn't mean it has to be all you either. But you can't be, if you ain't a football player, man, you can't, look, social media likes ain't going to get you no tackles, bro.
Well, but separating that matters. Separating, look, it's what we've been talking about.
Well, the biggest thing is this. And I talk to my basketball players about this, Austin and DP. Everybody's motivated, and motivation is temporary. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a jolt of caffeine or whatever. What is it? Like, 5-hour energy and all that other stuff, right? It's a jolt. What really makes you good is the discipline. The discipline can be a variety of things. Are you going to continue to do stuff when you don't want to, but then do it with the same intent, right? I was talking about intention. Are you going to be able to, the discipline to separate or give up some things in order to get what you say you want? That's discipline. Are you able to put some of the things that potentially could be distractions away because you got how many spring practices? Is it 15?
14 in the spring.
Okay, 14. Or yeah.
15.
So, yeah. 14 in a celebration, right? So you got 15 practices. So for a month, can you be hyper-focused on football and not everything else? That's the discipline. And that's a lot of times it's a majority individual choice, but then also it's like, you got to, create that as well. It can't be forced. It has to be highly encouraged, and then it's got to be welcome. And that's the hard part about this day and age of college football.
Well, I mean, this is the game that exists.
Yeah.
And somebody will either direct it, as they say, you either coach it or allow it. You could set the standard for how things are going to work by stating constantly what's important.
Yeah.
And I think as soon as people figure out what's important, everything becomes easier.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Being a good football team is one of the most unique processes out there. And process in the meaning of it, I could give you 10 things, but it might mean 10 different things to Austin versus DP. But at the end of the day, sometimes people read those 10 things and just find ways not to do it. That's an individual choice. And there hasn't been a player that's been good that hasn't really put in extra time. You generally make separation when nobody's watching. You generally become better when nobody's watching. You generally become a better teammate when nobody's watching. It's a lot of individual choices by individual players with a collective mentality. Well,
it's getting people on the same page.
Right.
Is the thing, because they come from different places. They use different language. They have different motivations, different experiences.
Right.
And it takes leadership at the top of it, whether it's coaches, players. Again, players can lead a certain way, various corners.
Right. But
you've got to set a plan for it, and you got to set a standard for it.
Yeah.
I think standard is the most misunderstood thing about high level football.
I mean, that's, you couldn't have set a more truer standard or more truer statement. the standard is these are non-negotiables. You know what I'm saying? And the problem with, like, our, I guess, society, or I'll just say sports society. I'm not getting into politics or anything like that. The problem, and this has nothing to do with Nebraska. This is just from the time they start playing till they arrive at Nebraska. And you see it at the pros, too. So nobody's, like, nobody's out of the crosshairs of the statement.
Yeah, people are people, no matter where
is they are. The standard, they feel like, is optional. That's the problem. And the team, that's the problem with, like, athletes, athletics right now, the, you know, for what, I don't know when it turned, but the standard, which is your, just your base principles that are non-negotiables, are sometimes perceived as optional. And when they're, and part of the reason why is because of, heck, I was in the airport today and sitting next to older lady, and she was like, well, what do you think about this transfer portal, NIL? And I was like, do you think, you know, I mean, so that's the answer. They have more options. The problem is what a lot of kids don't understand, and I'm not saying kids shouldn't transfer. I'm all for if you want to go play, because that's how you get better at sports, and if you want to go seek another opportunity, so be it. But make it for hopefully the best reason for you and have a place to go. Is with these options, they think that they go to, like, here's an analogy, that you're going to drive to Omaha airport and go to another university and you're not bringing the same baggage. You know what I mean? And there's good examples or bad examples. The great example of the first, and he was a graduate transfer, is Russell Wilson, right? He brought the same baggage, right, which was, happened to be very, very good, led him to a Hall of Fame career to Wisconsin, and everything matched up. They needed a quarterback. They needed a leader. They needed his skill set and his type of, you know, positive energy and his obviously next level thinking at that position, because it's been a weak spot. Then you have some guys that, you know, go to places and they do the same thing that everywhere, late to meetings, don't eat their meals, you know, find a way not to go to class and all this other stuff, and they want to know why you're not playing. A lot of players have a hard time fighting the urge of giving coaches a reason not to play you.
Well, I mean, they say no matter where you are, there you go.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, there you are. It's true. Like, if you can't fix, now, again, sometimes it's just a matter of being in a place that accepts you as you currently are.
I got an example of that. We're gonna see him on display.
Yeah.
Right. You want to know an example of that? Right. Hunter Salas. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, he had deficiencies in his game as a four-star recruit. I think he might have been a five-star one time, Craig, right, Austin? Then he went to four, ball handling mm-hmm. and all that, right? Well, then he goes to Gonzaga, right? Everybody thought, okay, they'll go up there and he'll get developed, right? And he didn't play much as a freshman, made a big jump where he was in the rotation as a sophomore. You know, he probably averaged like 5 points, but he was really big on the defensive end. Okay, right? I will tell you, Mark Few messed that up, because he got on the plane and left. Where is it? I don't know. Just
Spokane.
Spokane. He left Spokane, Washington, to go all the way down to Wake Forest, essentially all the way across the country, to a coach that, if you just line 10 people out there in front of the ticket, probably they don't know his name at Wake Forest.
Steve Forbes.
Right. Besides Austin. So 1 out of 10, right? And somehow he's figured it out in a matter of what, 4 or 5 months, 6 months, or whatever the season is?
30 games.
30 games, right, in 30 games. He's potentially, and I've seen the reports, the first round draft pick. So, yes, he could have went to this place and got better, which he obviously did, right? But again, to the DP's point, right, you could still call it a process or whatever, or recognizing how good this player is, that a well-known and respected coach mismanaged or didn't see it, or it just didn't fit. It's the same thing when you talk about guys going from different jobs. He just got there, and maybe that system that he was seeing when he was getting recruited wasn't the one that fit his skill set while he got there, and it didn't match up to the skill set. Whereas you look at the way Wake Forest, they get up and down. He's really improved his shot from three. That takes time. And he gets the freedom to, you know, grow and that could be some lean games. It could be some turnovers. So it's a different situation. Plus his minutes, obviously, per game is up probably by what? Probably like 6 or 7 times. So, you know, situations are different. So there's always good and bad with every situation, you know, as far as what you're doing. Because Hunter is a good kid, comes from good, you know, background or whatever, works hard, loves basketball. So those things, when he got on that plane, was definitely just ingrained in him. Now he was like, just get the opportunity. But there's a lot of guys that go to different places and they do the same things. You know, that's why you see about – I remember being in a tournament. I'll say, tell you this before we go to break. Being in an AAU tournament, and I saw a kid literally lay out. Obviously, he was playing all day with 4 uniforms in one turn. Now, this is when they're younger. You could do that, but what that means is you have options. So, can you really tell me that you were really mentally focused in game 1 when you knew you had games 2, 3, and 4? You know what I'm saying? And did you give everybody that was on your team in game 1 and 2 the same, you know, energy, you know, respect and all that stuff? Because if you miss a shot, say the big turn time in the game, and that's the championship game, but you know you got 2 championship games and maybe like a third place game, are you really like feeling it when you're leaving? So that's where it's at. You know, it'd be interesting to see what happens, you know, moving forward. And it will be very, very welcome when football starts, because it's definitely needed right now.
Time to get to it.
We're about to find out. After this break, I'm gonna ask you guys. I want you guys to think during the break.
We have some food to sample.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we have food to sample next.
Uh-oh. All right. I guess we got food to sample, man. Football talk's over. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School. With DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.